Valkyries fans, you're listening to the Valkyries Post-Op with Kevin Dana.
In the game, and also checking in, Yusta Uchida. So here she is. So I was wrong on the guess I had 60 seconds ago. Here comes the person they call the Lithuanian Luka. Yusta Uchida. In for the first time, Yusta, the number 5 overall pick in 2025, making her WNBA debut right now, 20 years old. Inbounds pass to Yusta, catch and shoot, baseline jumper's good! Welcome to the W, Yusta Uchida! 85-54. And Leticia Mee here with 9 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 blocks. And Leticia Mee here joins us now from the scorer's table. Leticia, very impressive victory for you guys, offensively, defensively. What impressed you most about your team's performance tonight?
Honestly, the resilience of our team. I think we came out in the first half, and we're not happy with our performance. So we set it up in the third and fourth quarter. I'm just happy that it's a full team effort. You know, almost everybody scored today.
53 bench points to your point, Leticia. How deep is this team?
Super deep. I think that we rely on everybody, and it could be anybody's night. So it's always appreciated when, you know, as a bench, they also rely on us, and they know that we're going to go in and contribute.
Connecticut is the third team you've held to 70 points or fewer. What works so well for you guys defensively tonight?
Yeah, we're a defense-first team. We want our defense to create our offense. So that's something that we go in with that mindset every game.
And it's first time we've seen Yusta Uchida suit up for the Valkyries. I know it was just 5 minutes, but she scored 5 points, had a couple of assists. What'd you see from Yusta tonight?
Oh, man, she's like a seasoned vet with how poised she is. And I obviously play with her in the offseason, so amazing that the fans got a glimpse of it, but there's much more that's coming.
And Leticia, for you personally, we'll get you out of here on this. I mean, 9 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 blocks, just another good all-around game. Where do you feel like you've had the most growth from year one to year two with Golden State?
My biggest thing is always being able to add when I'm on the court. So obviously coming off the bench, you want to be a bang. You want to not make the same mistakes that other people are doing. So whatever the need for me, I want to be an energy player, and I just want to contribute in any way I can.
All right, thanks for your time, Leticia. Congrats on the win.
Thank you.
That is Leticia Mee here joining us courtside after the Valkyries 97-70 win.
R.C. Davis here with you from Valhalla following the Valkyries 27-point wire-to-wire win over the Sun. Kevin, the Valkyries once led by 34 in this one.
Yeah, I mean, largest lead of the season. They had led by 24 against the New York Liberty a couple of games back. But look, this is what you need to do against an inferior opponent. With all due respect to Connecticut, the Valkyries are a significantly better team. And this is how you handle business, especially after a successful road trip. Anytime you can get a split, especially against the Liberty and the Fever, you take that on the road, especially when it's a back-to-back and they got into Indiana at 4 a.m. day of the game.
Yikes.
Yeah, that's not easy. So they did what they needed to do on the road, and they did what they needed to do tonight, too. This was really impressive. I know Leticia was telling us after the game that the team wasn't pleased with how they played in the first half. I mean, they had a 17-point lead at the half. I don't know how upset you can really be when you're on pace to hold a team to 60 points and you're on pace to score 94, but that's kind of the perfection that Natalie Nicasse and staff, they seek, right? Like, they're not going to be satisfied with only being up 17 at the half, and they really put this game out of doubt pretty quickly there in the third quarter.
They're all sitting around going, come on, coach, we're up 17.
yes, I know. But, hey, that's what makes Natalie Nicasse the reigning coach of the year, right?
Makes them 4-2 and a viable team in this league. The Valkyries' 26th season is presented by Kaiser Permanente. As we take a closer look at the scoreboard, Veronica Burton, 17 minutes, but at 11-6, and most importantly, 0 turnovers.
0 turnovers, and that's what you want from your point god.
That's right.
I mean, I know Chelsea Gray is the point god, and we'll see the point god on Sunday when the Aces come to town. But, I mean, just so good, and a big reason why the Valkyries lead the WNBA in fewest turnovers per game. I mean, they came in this game like 10 and change turnovers per game. That is an incredible number. Now, it's only 6 games now that we're deep, and we have, 86% of the season to go or something like that. So there's plenty of time to mess that up. But so far, so very, very good. And 24 assists to 11 turnovers, so a better than 2-to-1 assist to turnover ratio as a team. You gotta love that.
Our winning hand player of the game, brought to you by Chuck Chancey. I'm gonna go with Gabby Williams.
Me too.
Rebounded from a less than stellar road trip with 15 points and was a plus 21 in plus minus.
Yeah, she's coming off a season low 6 points in the Fever loss, and then came back with 15. But really, it was the tone she set with the 10 points in the first quarter. Mm-hmm. Hit a three. Had the first bucket of the game, I believe, had 10 points in the first quarter. And yes, it was, what, like a 5-point lead after one quarter for Golden State, 27-22. But you could tell that Golden State was on the front foot. And Gabby Williams is a big reason why. I mean, this is a huge signing. She scored 15 points in 18 minutes. She's averaging 13 and change per game. That would be a career high for her if that continues. I think Gabby Williams, she was an all-star last year. If the Valkyries continue to win two-thirds of their games through the first 22, you know, first half of the season, well, that puts you at like 15-7, 14-8. There's going to have to be a couple of all-stars from this team, and Gabby's putting herself to be in position to be potentially one of those all-stars. I know it's early days yet.
Balanced scoring attack again. Our statistician, Alan Brown, brought that up. Charles, KT, then Chen with another good game off the bench with 10. I mean, Natalie's getting a very balanced attack game after game.
Yeah, look at this. You have 4 in double figures and 3 more in 9. 44 points from your starters, 53 from your bench. I mean, this is the depth that you want to see. This is the depth that really makes teams very, very competitive and gives you a chance to have long runs. And some of that depth, I mean, we only saw 5 minutes of Yusta Uchida. I'm going to go out on a limb here, RC, and say she's going to average more than 5 minutes per game this year. just a hunch, RC.
Oh, man.
Like, I mean, in her 5 minutes, like, her very first action was run for her baseline out of bounds, right baseline jumper, cashola. And then her next shot, left wing three, Guccisimo, 2 assists. They had her at a block for 1 point. I didn't remember the block. Then they took the block away. I was like, all right, yeah, that makes more sense. But, I mean, 5 points in 5 minutes. And Ashton Prechtel, shout out to her. Her WNBA debut, you know, she's been a professional. This is her 4th year as a professional now. So congrats to her. She's been in some training camp. She was in Phoenix training camp this year. So really cool to see with that as well. And look, yeah, this team just got a lot deeper. You get Cecilia Zanellini back, and now Yusta Uchida's in the fold. Thank you very much.
Speaking of Uchida, that's our play of the game presented by Court Builders of Northern California.
In the game, and also checking in, Yusta Uchida. So here she is. So I was wrong on the guess I had 60 seconds ago. Here comes the person they call the Lithuanian Luka, Yusta Uchida. In for the first time, Yusta, the number 5 overall pick in 2025, making her WNBA debut right now, 20 years old. Inbounds pass to Yusta, catch and shoot, baseline jumper's good! Welcome to the W, Yusta Uchida, 85-54.
Nice call, sir.
Thank you very much, Yusta. Get used to seeing her name on big time stat sheets and the like, because Yusta is going to be a real player, I think. That's why Ohema Nyenan drafted her 5th overall. And I know it's 5 minutes in garbage time, but she looked really good.
She can handle, she can obviously shoot. This team, as you said, just got deeper.
They certainly did, RC, and I'm just so excited for the final 38 games that this is a team that could be a serious player in the WNBA. Like I said, my baseline goal is 25-19 for this team. I would like to see more than 25 wins this year. I think they're capable of more than 25 wins. I think they're capable of getting upwards of 30 wins this season. That'd get you to 30-14, and you're 30-14. I think you're probably hosting a first-round series, or you have home court in the first round. You get home court here at Valhalla, I like your chances.
27th straight sellout tonight in Valhalla, and it'll continue on Thursday when Caitlin Clark and the Fever are in town. I think the Valkyries might have summoned for Indiana on Thursday.
Yeah, that game got a little physical. It got a little testy, and you know the Valkyries are going to want to get some get back on Thursday night against a very solid Indiana team. But you could kind of see that their legs, they just didn't – I mean, when you get into town at 4 a.m., you're not going to have great legs for a game. And they just didn't quite have enough second-half offense. They had some good looks. They had the three to cut it to two. It was 85-80. Had a couple looks at the basket. Couldn't make a shot that would have made it a one-possession game and put some real, real game pressure late on the Fever. I think the Valkyries are going to be ready to go. They have 2 days off in between games. That's actually going to be – the Fever will not have played between the 22nd and the 28th. The Valkyries have that one game in between. I actually kind of think advantage Golden State there, so they're not having that six-day layoff. Now, there was no problem with rust when they had the eight-day layoff between Chicago and New York, but
no.
I'd rather have a game 3 days before instead of 6 days before. So I'll take it, and I know the Valkyries will be geared up to go. I know this place will be jumping. I remember the first time the Fever came here last year, this place was on fire.